Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for our stupid criminals game. It's called Florida or anywhere else in the world. Let's meet our players this morning. We have Amanda going to be player number one right here in Winter Park. Good morning, Amanda. Pick your coach this morning. Would you like Dana or Adam?
Good morning, Adam.
Hey, that's a smart Amanda.
That's a smart... Oh, okay. That's kind of a weird way of saying it, but that's fine. Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe. He's right here in Orlando as well. You're going to have Dana as your coach this morning.
That sounds awesome to me.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Here we go. It's Florida or anywhere else in the world. You just have to figure out where these stupid criminal stories took place, and we're going to start off with you, Amanda. This guy, if he's actually trying to live up to his name, he's doing a heck of a job, but he's also ruining the real name of somebody very famous. Cops responded to a car crash last Friday, a week ago, and one of the drivers was a 43-year-old drunk guy named Samuel L. Jackson, who wouldn't stop cussing at him. He tried to claim that he was completely sober, but the only problem was he reeked of booze and his eyes were bloodshot. And then he got belligerent, used a string of profanities when they tried to arrest him, and he wouldn't let them do a breathalyzer test on him either. He kept swearing at him. He threatened them while they were trying to take him into custody to the hospital. And now he's facing charges for drunk driving and threatening a public servant.
Oh.
Do we get to claim Samuel L. Jackson in Florida or anywhere else in the world? Amanda.
Well, I think anywhere else in the world. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, I kind of think we would have heard about this one if it was even in Florida. So I'll go with you on this
one. Exactly.
All right, Joe, what do you think?
That does sound like something in Florida, but I'm also kind of thinking it could be anywhere else in the world. Dana, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. We would only play host to the real Samuel L.
Anywhere else in the world?
Yeah, anywhere else in the world.
This took place in Palm Bay, Florida.
How did we not hear about this?
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just a week ago, too. Wow. All right, Joe, you and Dana will have a chance to start on this one. If you're going to taunt the cops with a little game of friendly hide and seek, the least you could do is be better at it. There's a 42-year-old guy named Jason. He was wanted on burglary charges. And last Friday, a cop called him to tell him that he needed to turn himself in. Well, Jason was on the phone with that cop, and he said, no way, not doing it. And guess what? You're never going to find me.
Oh.
Well, it only took the cops a few hours to find him, prove him wrong. They spotted his car in the driveway at his house and found him hiding in his own attic. He's facing between 5 and 10 years in prison for felony burglary.
Oh, wow.
Like, at least leave your house, you know?
They're never going to look for me here.
No, not up there.
Because who would be that stupid?
Right.
So,
do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Joe?
You know, that sounds very Florida, but I want to double check with Dana before I answer this one.
Oh, that is hard. I mean, it would be really hot in that attic in Florida, so I don't know how long he would last up there. Okay, anywhere else in the world?
Final answer.
You know what? I'm going to trust Dana on this. Anywhere else in the world.
Amanda, what do you think?
Well, I think we have a lot of crazy people in Florida. Heat, no matter what, so I think it'll be in Florida. What about you, Dave, Adam?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I was going to say Florida for the same reasons, because we don't care about the heat. We can handle it. Florida.
Exactly.
All right. This took place in Texas.
What?
Dana had her head down praying for this one.
Yes.
All right. The score is 1-0.
It's hot there, too, so my logic didn't really.
Yeah, true. All right, here we go. You'll have a chance to start on this one, Amanda. There's a guy named Scott. He was driving in the HOV lane, like the carpool lane, on a highway recently, this past Wednesday, when suddenly this guy in a Jeep speeds up behind him, gets right on his tail, starts tailgating at him, honking at him. Well, Scott did what most of us would do. Picture yourself like on the I-4, this happens. He just figured the person was road raging, so he refused to pull over and let the guy pass. Instead, he just slowed down just a little bit, just to frustrate the guy a little bit more.
It's the worst thing you can do.
Who wound up pulling off the freeway at the next stop because he was so frustrated that he couldn't get around him. Well, here's what Scott didn't realize. The guy in the Jeep was a 24-year-old guy named Eric, who was actually in the middle of a high-speed police chase at the time. Cops have been chasing him after an assault charge. And because Scott simply wouldn't move over for this guy, it slowed Eric down, which allowed 20 cop cars to catch up to him. And they were able to catch him shortly after that, after he got off the exit. Now he's facing several charges.
He's a hero.
Yes, he's a hero in a way.
Wow. Most annoying hero ever.
Right. Like, we were going to give you an award, but never mind. You wouldn't move over. Do we get to claim them in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Amanda?
I'm thinking anywhere else in the world. Adam?
Well, here's my thing with this. Is this guy was obviously very polite to do this in the high-speed driver, but the most drivers would just hit that car and hit another car and all that stuff in every other state. But Florida, we're kind of polite like that, so I would think it's Florida, but it's your game.
Yeah, I still think anywhere else in the world.
Going against your coach. All right, got you down for anywhere else in the world. Joe, what do you think?
Let's see. I'm leaning towards anywhere else in the world, but I also know I want Zena to win this, and I know if I choose anywhere else in the world, we win regardless.
Yeah, so that's how I think we should go.
Yeah.
Anywhere else in the world?
Yeah, anywhere else in the world.
This took place in Seattle.
Seattle, Florida?
No, sorry, Adam, you were the only one that was wrong on that one. Final score, Joe and Dana 2, Amanda got 1, and Adam got 0.
What?
Thank you guys for playing Florida or anywhere else in the world with us. Hope you guys have a great weekend.